Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're talking about the Electoral College, and the left wants to go to the popular vote. And I was saying this, listen, you know, everybody said, wow, Hillary won more popular votes than Trump. We don't know that. What, Tara? What? No, I can Google it. She did. She won like almost 2 million more. No, we don't know that. We don't know that because of the state of the voter rolls and the likely massive level of voter fraud. Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch. Thank God for Judicial Watch. They literally have supplanted the Department of Justice and are doing the job they should be doing. On a shoestring budget. I got to send them another donation today for this. Every time they do something good, I send them a donation. I'm always donating to them. You should too. The work they're doing is absolutely critical right now. They're suing state by state by state to clean up the voter rolls, which, of course, the Department of Injustice refuses to do because they like voter fraud in the Department of Injustice. Here's Tom Fitton talking about what they found in different states as they've sued to get the dead voters and the illegal immigrants who are voting, by the way, off the voter rolls. Get the audio back on here. Forgive me. Here we go.
There's this news out of Texas, which is that you had up to 100,000 illegal aliens or aliens registered to vote illegally. And of those, up to 60,000 or so may have voted. And that's in one state.
And by the way, he's being conservative there. The official state number is 56,000 voted. Either illegal immigrants or those legally in this country, but they're foreign nationals. They're not allowed to vote in federal elections. 56,000 in Texas alone.
Pennsylvania announces 11,000 names, potentially aliens on the rolls who should not be there, who could be voting. And I've calculated, because there's this study, I don't know if you've seen it, Bruce, out of Old Dominion University. We've talked about it extensively here at Judicial Watch. And it's a numbers game. You've got XX million numbers of illegal aliens and just aliens who are here lawfully, they have green cards, and a percentage of them are going to register to vote, both in a knowingly criminal way and accidentally. And of those, a percentage are going to vote. And they vote in large enough numbers to influence elections.
Like, how large?
And when you look at the numbers from this study, you extrapolate them, for instance, to 2016, I'd estimate about 1.2 million aliens voted in the presidential elections, 80% of which tend to vote Democrat. So Hillary Clinton got 80% of those votes. If you look at them in 2018, those numbers, given the turnout, I'd estimate you had 900,000 aliens unlawfully vote in the midterm elections. And when you see the Texas numbers, Bruce, and the Pennsylvania numbers, the Justice Department's got to get on a ball and investigate what's going on.
So is the DOJ doing anything about this?
Not that I'm aware of. States are beginning to prosecute voter fraud more aggressively. You may have U.S. attorneys who are now prosecuting voter frauds now and again. But given this kind of the sheer volume numbers that I'm talking about, the Justice Department has got to get a handle on the problem by doing a deep dive into the numbers of voter registrations, who's on the voter registration rolls nationally, compare and contrast them with the lists they have of aliens who are here, both legally and illegally. But short of that, it shows the urgent need not only for voter ID, but for citizenship verification. And the left hates citizenship verification. They hate voter ID. And that, to me, tells me the left wants aliens to vote illegally, and they want to be able to steal elections if necessary.
To the text line we go. See how this works? 900,000. Folks, we have no idea if Hillary won that election. It's unknowable. And that's a huge problem. It's huge. And, of course, the Department of Injustice doing nothing about it. They're too busy investigating Jussie Smollett. Texter writes, oh, so that's why you're always looking at my shoes, right, Tara? So says Bobby Mack. Thanks for listening to the show, Bob. I don't look at your shoes. I like you. That's who I was talking about. Texter writes, the eye contact rule is kind of complex. There's a fine line between making good eye contact and seeming like a creeper because you won't look away or break eye contact. Yeah, it's it's one of those awkward. Anyway. Okay. Coming up on the show, because I'm not going to have time to do it in this segment, and I'm sorry I try to cram it all into one segment. More evidence that the Democrat Party considers the FBI a house organ to be used retributively against their enemies. First, we learn in the past week that just based on suggestions from a DNC operative, that's Democrat National Committee operative, an investigation by the FBI was launched into the NRA. No evidence of wrongdoing. It's just if the Democrats suggest it, the FBI jumps, right? And that the Russia investigation was begun the same way based on no evidence. Well, wait till you hear how they're using the FBI now and how the Chicago Police Department is fighting back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.